Ray is a very gifted, very talented young man who has made a lot of records and perhaps just recently broken one of the all-time records, I don't know, of single labels sold in one day. I think he'll probably tell you more about it. I don't think I better. Ray is so talented that he writes, arranges, records, does the various parts, plays the instruments, and what else. He just brought these guys along to look good. I thought for sure I was going to be able to memorize the name of one of the songs that made Ray Stevens popular, but I can't. I tried. Jeremiah Peabody's polyunsaturated, quick, dissolving, fast-acting, pleasant-tasting green and purple pills. I'll tell you, anybody who can stay popular for 13 years with a label like that deserves a good hand, and I'd like to bring on Everything Is Beautiful, Mr. Ray Stevens.
Talking to now, concentration slip away, yeah. Because your baby is so far away. Well, there's a rose in a fisted glove, and the eagle flies with a dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Come on and love the one you're with now. I said love the one you're with. Do 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 God loves you when you sing. I believe in music. I believe in love. I believe in music. Oh yeah. I believe in love. Yes, I do now.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Just did Dean Martin's show not long ago. Television show. And Dean's one of the funniest entertainers, I think, in show business. Especially when he sings those little short songs he sings. Give you an example of what I'm talking about. We were just messing around there at NBC, and Dean sang, "Love walked right in, scared the shadows away." kiss in the shadows at the YMCA. Anyway, after the show was over, I decided I'd try to write some of those type songs. So I went back to my hotel room. I don't live in L.A., so I had a hotel there. And I wrote, if I were a carpenter and you were a lady and I hit you with a hammer, would you think I was crazy? It's just knowing that your door is always open and your furniture is gone. Here's one I really did write. It's called Mr. Businessman. Itemize the things you covet as you squander through your life. Bigger cars, bigger houses, term insurance for the wife. Tuesday evenings with your harlot, and on Wednesdays it's your charlatan analyst. He's high up on your list. You've got air-conditioned sinuses and dark-disturbing doubt about religion. And you keep those cards and letters going out while your secretary is tempting you. Your morals are exempting you from guilt and shame. Heaven knows you're not to blame. You better take care of business, Mr. Businessman. What's your plan? Get down to business, Mr. Businessman, if you can before it's too late and you throw your life away. Did you see your children growing up today? And did you hear the music of their laughter as they set about to play? Did you catch the fragrance of those roses in your garden? Did the morning sunlight warm your soul, brighten up your day? Do you qualify to be alive, or is the limit of your senses so there's only to survive? Fit incentive, wasting precious time and health, placing value on the worthless, disregarding priceless wealth. You can wheel and deal the best of them, steal it from the rest of them. You know the score, their ethics are a bore. 86 proof anesthetic crutches prop you to the top, where the smiles are all synthetic and the ulcers never stop. When they take that final inventory, yours will be the same sad story everywhere. No one will really care. No one more lonely than this rich, important man. Let's have your autograph, indoor show, epitaph. From Nashville, Tennessee, and that's in the South, as you know. People from that area have sort of one thing in common: they talk slower than people from most other areas, and I kind of like it that way. One thing, you can take a girl out in Nashville, by the time she says she's not that kind of girl, she already is, you know. I wasn't born there, however. I moved there in 1962. And I mention this because 1962 was my lucky year. I had been recording. I started in 1957, and for the first 5 years of my career, I put out a lot of records, but didn't have any success whatsoever. I couldn't sell two. My mother would buy one, and that would be it, you know. And put out so many records that were a bad dog record. I thought I was going to get a gold record for a million releases there at one point. But in 1962, I got lucky. I moved to Nashville 2 weeks later. I wrote and recorded a song. It was my first hit. I'd like to sing it for you. Maybe some of you remember an old song called Ahab the Arab. Let me tell you about Ahab, the Arab, the sheik of the burning sand. He had emeralds and rubies just a-dripping off of him, had a ring on every finger of his hand. He wore a big old turban wrapped around his head and a scimitar by his side. Every evening, about midnight, he'd jump on his camel named Clyde and ride. Just a little rhyme I threw in there. Silently through the night to the Sultan's tent, where we secretly meet up with Fatima of the Seven Veils, swinging this grade A number one U.S. choice government inspected dancer in the Sultan's whole harem. Because him and her had a thing going, you know, they'd been carrying on for some time now behind the Sultan's back. You could hear him talk to his camel as he rode out across the dunes. His voice would cut through the still night desert air, and he'd say, which is Aramaic for stop, Clyde. Clyde say, I've been making a living for 12 years going, which is camel for, I'd walk a mile for a human. Yeah. Well, he brought that camel to a screeching halt in the rear of Fatima's tent. Jumped off Clyde, snuck around a corner, and into the tent he went. There he saw Fatima laying on a zebra skin rug with rings on her fingers and bells on her toes and a bone in her nose hole. There she was, friends. Lying there in all her radiant beauty, eating on a raisin, grape, apricot, pomegranate, bowl of chitlins. This is a southern Aramia. Three Hershey bars, two bananas, sipping on an RC Coca-Cola, listening to her transistor, watching the Grand Ole Opry on TV, reading a Mad magazine while she sung that old Peg Leg Bates hit, Walk a Mile in My Shoe. A lot of you folks probably don't remember Peg Leg Bates, but he was a big artist. He had a lot of hits. He had his boot was made for walking. And My Shoe Keeps Walking Back to You. That was another biggie. But his biggest was Walk a Mile in My Shoe. I guess primarily because it was had a lot of sales south of the border. It was originally an old Mexican folk song. It was originally called Guacamole in My Shoe. He had walked up to her. Now, he'd been riding that camel all night. It hurts you to ride that thing all night. He walked up to her, looked down into her eyes, give her that old sexy look, you know. Something sort of like. Well, he was bisexual, I don't know. All the sex he got, he had to buy or something like that. I don't know what that means. He looked down into her eyes tenderly, he said, soul of American, which is Aramaic for let's twist again like we did last summer, baby. She looked up at him from off the rug, flapped him big old eyelashes. Got that old black stuff all over his bathrobe. She looked up at him and she said, She had enough green on her teeth to play 18 holes. You know. They didn't have all the grooming aids back there in Arabia that we do here. I mean, they had a lot of oil, but that was about it, you know. And she had a few problems. She was a good girl, though. Had a little dandruff, about all, besides her teeth. Little dandruff. She had enough dandruff to bread a veal cutlet, I'll tell you. But anyway, she was cute. She looked up at him and she said,
crazy baby. Too much uptight, out of sight, all right. And what you see is what you get. Woo! You better look fast because you ain't going to get nothing.
Yeah, round and around and around and around and around and around and around. And that's the story about Ahab, the Arab. She got the burning sand. Ahab, the Arab, the sheik of the burning sand.
Thank you, culture lovers. Did you about the little dog only had three legs and every time he'd go up to a tree, he'd just fall over? All I can see, we got a few sadists in the group tonight. Speaking of, you hear about the sadist that married a masochist on the wedding night? The masochist said, hurt me, woo-ha. Sadist said, no, her. I grew up in a little town, North Georgia. Growing up in that particular region, I think, although it's not the only region in the country, but it's certainly one of the hot spots at that time in the nation to be able to hear a certain type of music on the radio, just about any station. I'm talking about gospel music, and I grew up. I thought gospel music was the only music that there was, you know, until I was 3 or 4 years old, and. You know, the Sunshine Boys hung the moon, you know, as far as my family was concerned. But I wouldn't take anything for having that background because I think if it's one of the basic American types of expression is gospel music. And so about 4 years ago, I've always wanted to record a gospel album. And so about 4 years ago, I did. I recorded a gospel album, and the record company released one of the songs out of the album as a single. Now, I didn't have, you know, high hopes that it would be a pop hit or anything, but I was very pleasantly surprised, and it was. Maybe some of you heard a song called Turn Your Radio On. Come and listen in to radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio
on. Turn your radio
on.
Vibrations coming from the joy that is love can bring. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Oh yes, turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Yeah.
Turn your radio on.
Yes, turn your radio
and glory share.
Turn your lights down low.
Oh,
I listen to the masters of radio. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Don't you know that everybody is a radio receiver? All you gotta do is listen, call the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Oh, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you listen in, you'll be a believer, leaning on a truth that will never fall. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio
on.
Oh, and listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
And glory share.
Turn your lights
down low.
Oh, yes, turn your
get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Thank you. One of my favorite singers has always been a guy, when I was a teenager and I grew growing up, always been Ray Charles. And I think Ray Charles probably takes the three basic American types of music and puts them together into one style that is just fantastic. He takes gospel music and he takes jazz and he takes country and he puts them all together. I've put together just a few of the songs that Ray Charles has made famous over the years into a little medley, simply because he's one of my favorite singers. And I'd like to do it for you. I guess if you were to try to do all of Ray Charles' hits, he's had so many, it'd take you a couple of days. So we're just going to do 27 here. No, we're not. Some of these are pretty old. Here's an old one.
Gonna send you back to Arkansas, all right. If you don't do the right, little woman, you don't straighten it up. Here we go now, everybody help me, come on. Come on, let's make some noise. Here we go now. Sweet and clear, like moonlight through the pine. I say, Georgia, a song of you, just an old sweet song. Begin to realize
believe I'm gonna like I'm just gonna
drown in my
wanting. Oh, you sound good. Let me hear you sing it again.
Drown in my wanting.
Wow! I believe I'm gonna yesterday. Just want to sing one more Ray Charles song for you. Goes like this. Things go better with a Coca-Cola, yeah. Things go better with Coke. Woo! Whoa.
Hear one more Ray Charles song? Come on, clap your hands with me. Come on. Now don't get too fast. Now watch me. Oh yeah, that's good. Oh, this is good. This is a good audience. Most audiences clap on one and three. You know why I got a woman? Well, town, she's a good to me. Oh, yeah, you know I got a woman. She lives across town, she's good to me. Oh, yeah, well, she my baby. Don't you understand? I love a man. I got a woman. Well, town, she's a good to me. Well, I got a woman way over town. She's good to me. Yes, she is now. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I'd just like to take a couple minutes out and at this point and introduce you to the guys in the band. We've been on the road together for about 3 years now. Not all the time, but off and on. And that's a long time to be on the road with this group of guys, especially. We've stayed in just about every hotel, I think, that's ever been built. As proof of that, this group has got started what I'm sure will one day develop into one of the world's truly great hotel towel and ashtray collections. If you will, please, help me thank, on the organ, Mr. Andy McMahon. On the hot takeoff lead electricity, Chet Atkins guitar, Mr. Steve Hostak. our bass player, Mr. Stuart Keithley. And last but not least, our drummer, Mr. Jerry Croon.
Started standing up, huh, Jerry? Where does it say drummer stands up? I don't. Eat your heart out, Chet Atkins. Bet you thought I couldn't play that, didn't you? Huh? Road not long ago, Stuart, the bass player, had a birthday, and he was all down because he wanted to be home for his birthday. So to cheer him up, Jerry baked him a birthday cake. He didn't buy one at a bakery; it would have been too plastic. He got a Betty Crocker cake mix and mixed it up there, and it didn't look quite right to Jerry, so he put in a can of baked beans. Baked him a baked bean birthday cake. Tasted awful, but it blew out its own candles. Like I said before, I'm from a little bitty town. Place called Clarkdale, Georgia. Population 800. 800 people. It was 800 when I was born. It's still 800 today. Never changes. Seems like every time a baby's born, somebody leaves town. You know, it's one of those. It's fun growing up in a little town. The biggest thrill was a train came right through the middle of town. Used to spook everybody because there weren't any tracks there. But they built some tracks and everything was cool. Train used to come through at an odd hour, though it came through at 1:30 in the morning. One old man refused to move. His little shack was this far from the track, and every morning at 1:30 the train would come roaring through there and just shake him out of bed. Or if he had company, or if they were friendly. One night the train was held up for some reason, and 1:30 came, no train. He jumps up and says, "What was that?" I'd like to sing a song for you that I wrote I don't know how many years ago, but I wrote it as a joke, and it turned out to be the best thing on a session, so we put it out, and sure enough, it's called Guitar Zan. Go like he's free as a breeze, he's always at ease. He lives in the jungle, hangs by his knees as he swings through the trees without a trapeze in his BVDs. He's got a union card and he's practicing hard to play the guitar. Gonna be a big star, he's gonna go far. K-Moon beams home in a jar. He ordered Chet's guitar course COD, makes A, E, and he's working on B, Dick, C, and W, R, and B. Me and the chimpanzee agree that one day soon he'll be a celebrity. Get it, get it, get it, get it! Guitar Zan! He's a guitar man! He's all you can stand! Give him a hand, Guitar Zan! Got a girl named Jane with no last name, kinda homely and plain, but he loves her just the same, cause she kindles a flame and it drives him insane when he hears her sing. She really does her thing, it's her claim to fame. Come on, sing one, Jane.
All right, baby! Baby! Whoa, baby!
Well, they got a pet monkey. He likes to get drunky and sing boogie woogie, and it sounds real funky. Come on, your time, boy. Here we go. Sing one, monkey. Let's hear it for the monkey. On Saturday night, they need some excitement. Jane gets right, the monkey gets tight, and their voices unite in the pale moonlight. Sounds all right, yeah, it's dynamite. It's out of sight. Let's hear it right now.
Baby!
Oh, oh, oh.
Baby! Baby!
Oh, 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 oh!
Shut up, baby, I'm trying to sing.
Get it out, guitar zing. And this jungle band, they're all you can stand. Give them a hand, guitar zing. Out, guitar zing. And this jungle band, they're all you can stand. Give them a hand, guitar zing.
Thank you. My goodness. What some people won't do for money. I think it would have been a hit if it had been recorded like this.
Where do I begin to tell a story of how great a love can be? Why, me and Roy and Dale and Trigger and Hoppy, our tear amongst the coyotes on the prairie.
I don't know. I don't think so. That's Gabby Hayes, in case some of you didn't recognize that. I'm not the world's greatest impressionist. I've worked with a lot of great impressionists. But I like to try to do that. It's a lot of fun to try to do impressions. Rich Little told me one time, he says, whenever you do an impression, kid, always tell the audience who it is before you do it. Therefore, you got a running chance at it, you know. But I like to do impressions. I'd like to try just a couple out on you. I mean, I'm telling you up front, it's not the greatest, but see if you can, you know, you might dig it. Got a few sadists in the group. A few masochists. I like to do singers. For instance, John Wayne. Winchester Cathedral. You're bringing me down, kid. You stood and you watched as my baby left town. 2, 3, 4, 1. You didn't do nothing, mister. You didn't even try. John doesn't play the piano too good either. You stood and you watched as you let her walk by. 2, 3, 4. Di-yo-di-yo-do. Di-yo-di-yo-do. Yo-di-yo-do-di-yo. Do.
Well, thank you very much. It's Jimmy Stewart. I got something on my finger. Jimmy Stewart, I... People who need people are the luckiest in the world. Jimmy Stewart, thank you.
Luke, the bun. Luke, the bun, Luke. Luke, He born. Huh? Hey. Eat your heart out, David Fry.
Well, I just want the American people to know, and I want to be crystal clear about this. I think the American people are entitled to know that their president is not a streaker. Into that. Lassie. What about that, huh? I don't know what the next song is, and I'm stalling here. It's what's happening. Oh.
To be where you are.
Thank you very much.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. People gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes, you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. Station with the workday window blowing, I've got nothing to do but watch the passers-by. Mirrored in their faces I see frustration growing, and they don't see it showing, why should I? You've got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world your heart. Hey, people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will now, that you're beautiful.
Beautiful.
Oh, you're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Don't you know you're beautiful? As you feel. Everything is beautiful. In its own way, like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. Everybody's beautiful in their own way. Under God's heaven, there is none so blind as he who will not see. We must not close our mind. We must let our thoughts be free. Every eye that passes by now, you know the world gets a little bit older. It's time to realize. Care about the length of his hair or the color of his skin. Don't worry about what shows from without, but the love that lives within. We're gonna get it all together now. Everything gonna work out fine. Just take a little time, look on the good side, straighten it out in our minds. Everything is beautiful in its own way, like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. Everybody's beautiful in their own way, and under God's heaven, the world's gonna find a way.
One, two.
Thank you. You didn't have to do that. I was going to come back anyway. I just had to get a drink of water. I'd like to do something that I probably haven't heard before. We haven't heard it either. Let's put it this way. This is the first time that we've ever done this song. Wait just 1 minute here. Sort of bugged me up there like that. This is the first time we've ever done this song in public, and we're liable to mess it up, you know what I mean? I just wrote it a couple of weeks ago, but I want to do it for you because I'm happy to say that I just talked to my manager today on the telephone, and this record has been out 2 weeks. It's called The Streak, by the way. And it's already sold 500,000 records in 2 weeks. We sold today, in 1 day, 250,000 records. And I never heard of anything like that. I'm flabbergasted, and I think it's going to be a hit, what I'm saying. But it's so new that a lot of radio stations haven't started playing it yet, and I asked a few of the people here before the show if they'd heard it, and they said no, that hadn't been played in this area. So hopefully you'll hear it tonight or tomorrow or the next day or soon. But anyway, we're going to try it for you here. It's a weird song, and I hope we don't mess it up, but if we do, bear with us. It's called The Streak.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was just standing over by the meters, and here he come. Running through the pole beams. Naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been incensed. 2, 3.
Here it comes.
Boogity, boogity.
There it goes.
Boogity, boogity.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Whoa, yes, they call him the Streak.
Fastest thing on 2 feet. He's just as proud as he can be of his anatomy. He gon' give us a peek. Whoa, yes, they call him the Streak. Likes to show off his physique. Well, there's an audience to be found. He'll be streaking around, inviting public critique.
Once again, your Action News reporter on the scene at the gas station. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was just in here getting my tires checked, and he just appeared out of the traffic. Come streaking around the grease wrecker. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. Ethel was in there getting her a cold drink, and I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" It's too late. She'd done been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shock absorbers. 1, 2, 3.
He ain't lewd.
Boogity.
He ain't lewd.
Boogity, boogity.
He's in the mood to run in the nude. Oh, well, yes, they call him the Streak.
That's swelling and turning the cheek. Well, I forgot the words, it's so new. Ba-ba-ba. And just his tennis shoes.
Hello, once again, this is your Acton News reporter in the booth at the gym at the basketball playoff. There seems to have been another disturbance here. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. It's halftime, I was just going down there and get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, out of the cheap seats. Dribbling. His own ball. I hollered up. He made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" It's too late. She'd already got a free shot. Grandstanded her right there in front of the home team. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they call him the Streak. Here he comes again. Who's that with him?
Best thing on TV.
Ethel. Is that you, Ethel?
Just as proud as he can be.
Where do you think you're going?
He's gonna give us a piece.
You get your clothes on, Ethel.
What does he call in the street?
Ethel, you shameless hussy.
He likes to show off his physique.
Ethel, saying isn't
and
so, Ethel.
To be found, he'll be streaking around.
Ethel! Thank you. Thank you. My, my. Woo. That was awful, and I apologize, but I forgot the words and everything. But we'll get it better, and hopefully we'll get it better. I don't know. Anyway, there you have it. Culture in its finest hour. When I was a little kid, I had a band. When I was 15, I had a little combo in high school, and we used to have a big time playing for all the dances, and we played for the Elks Club and the Moose Club and all that stuff, you know. And I'll never forget this one song that we used to always close the dance or the set with or the show, whatever. We always used to do this, the last song of the evening. Maybe some of you remember this.
Dip, 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 dip.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say. Mama and your papa won't like it if I stay here too long. One kiss and darling, I'll be going. You know I love you so.
Dip, 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 dip.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, well, good night. Good.